Do you believe you can live a pain-free, vital life? Do you want to step back into your power and share your gifts with the world? Are you ready to make a commitment to you? It's time to reclaim your inheritance as a self-healer. Welcome to the Nature of Healing.
Hello, healers. I'm Roseanne. You know, we're living in uncertain times, and I don't have to tell you that. Just look around and you know it to your bones. Humanity finds itself at a crossroads. We live in a world of contradictions and inconsistencies. Just look at the news, if you still do. I mean, have you noticed? People feel a sense of overwhelm, confusion, fear, hopelessness. They don't know where to turn or whom to trust. Today, I want to talk about a heart-based reality and how to create one. Any climate of uncertainty creates fear, and fear constricts the body. When that happens, all critical thinking ceases. And out of fear, you lose, you know, your curiosity, your ability to question authority. You become disempowered. You are afraid to take responsibility for your life and afraid to trust yourself. You might shut down a capacity to be open to others or to love. You know, if you can't love yourself, who else can you love? And you disconnect from yourself. Life loses meaning. And we see the evidence in the rise of people with anxiety and depression, as well as the opioid epidemic. Maybe it's time to think and dream in new ways. The challenge has presented itself for our collective growth, for our individual growth and expansion. So if we look at these times as a challenge for growth, then it's time to reclaim your light and to be inspired from within. Inspiration means to bring in spirit, and you can reconnect to your highest potential to create a world of your making. I mean, I'm not just saying this. I'm talking from experience, from my own reversal of disease. I made it happen. Nobody else healed me. I healed myself. So we create our own reality, and that's where I'm coming from. So it's not only time to think differently, but to be differently, okay? Because humanity is at a crossroads. The world is in transition to create something new and beautiful, even as we witness, you know, this breakdown of reality as we know it. You know, we can laugh at what we see falling apart around us. We have to keep a sense of humor, but a realistic sense of humor. We can't just laugh it off, but we can learn to laugh at ourselves while we see how we can transition during this transition. You know, some refer to these times as entering a new golden age, as a time of awakening from a great deception. Some people are claiming that President Trump is the cause of this new awakening. He's here to shake things up. Is it that, or is it really just the time for humanity to wake up? I mean, if it wasn't Trump, could it have been someone else? And who is Trump really? I mean, he is part of this great deception. He is president, and you do not become president by being elected. You become president by being selected. The elections are rigged, just like national sports are rigged. So everybody is playing a role here, including President Trump. So we don't want to give him too much credit as being a king of all people or a king of nations or a king of anything. He is merely human, and he is here just like the rest of us. We're all working through this matrix holographic creation that we're all co-creating for our soul growth. And as a result, a new world is emerging where human consciousness has an opportunity to reclaim the narrative from disinformation, inconsistencies, contradictions, to its rightful place on a higher level. By all indications, you know, these years are the changeover years. And these years can lead humanity in a new direction, a direction of our choosing. And we have to look to nature for direction. Nature is warning us that we have passed a critical juncture on many levels. How we proceed will determine the outcome for all life in this dimension, and it will reverberate beyond this one to other dimensions. So we're here to experience life in relationship to each other and in relationship to the earth, our surroundings, in order to understand our connection to everything. A healthy relationship is one of balance. And as a part of nature, what we do to the earth, we do to ourselves. You know, our current economic and political models of this infinite and endless growth has taken a toll on the ecosphere and also on our bodies. A state of disease epidemics, addiction, censorship, and corruption, all of that is a wake-up call to show us how our excesses have created a state of imbalance and a world of victims and masters. You know, this is a world of duality, and we need to find some balance in order to survive, at least in this dimension. In other dimensions, there is no duality. In fact, in nature, there's no duality. But when we have imbalance in nature or imbalance in our bodies, we become victims of our own choices. And people are locked in a state of fear, so they fail to take responsibility for their relationships and their choices. Thus, no action is taken to restore balance. Our collective emotional landscape, if you look around, is one of extremes. If you look at the scales of liberty, they are not in balance. All our emotions are based in two emotions, those of fear and love. Fear is the source of all illusion, and love is the source of all truths. So the illusion of an existence in the body is one of separation from source. It's a separation from nature. However, if you look at love, love knows no separation. And we can look to our own physical symptoms to show us that we're out of alignment. We've lost integrity with our origins. When we see symptoms in our body, there's a breach in our connection to source. The root of the breach is based in fear of not being loved. But it's also based in fear of not loving yourself. Because in love, there is no fear. Fear invites discomfort in multidimensional forms, so both the physical and the non-physical. Fear opens the aura, which is our energetic self, to parasitic and negative energies. And those manifest as physical symptoms, physical worms and parasites. In other words, fear invites discomfort and pain. And pain makes demands in order to capture what crumbs of love and acceptance might be found nearby. The symptomatic language of the body is a direct line to source and a wake-up call to look under the hood to address your neglected emotions. So to ignore the physical signs is to become a victim of your own making. Now, if you're disconnected from yourself, you can't see your relationship to everything around you or your part in healing the whole. Healing a broken world is possible, but only if we're all able to see with new eyes beyond this material construct that some of us lovingly call the Matrix. Because this is not the real world. This is a world of illusion. It's like going on the holodeck of the Star Trek Enterprise. You're creating worlds within a world. And that's what we're doing here. So to a large extent, identifying yourself with your physical body has been a detriment because what you see, hear, taste, smell, touch are just filters for operating within this contrived reality. Third-dimensional Earth is a holographic matrix, and therefore it's made up of electric and magnetic frequencies. Every piece of this hologram in the universe is an exact representation of the whole. As such, each piece can reconstruct the entire image. For example, living chromosomes function just like holographic computers influenced by our DNA frequencies. And Russian scientists found that the coded vibrational nature of DNA follows the same basic rules of grammar and can therefore be programmed by words, thoughts, and language. They prove that by this method, chromosomal damage by X-rays or genetic defects can be repaired using modulated light frequencies and radio waves. So you think about it, you have entered this body, this Earth suit, to participate in the adventure of a lifetime, really. And this adventure requires courage and vulnerability for all the challenges you're going to face. In accepting your role here, your emotions can run the gamut, okay? They can go from love to hate and back again. They can go from excitement to overwhelm. So to be embodied on Earth at this time is testing your limits because you have been under a spell made to serve one side or the other. I mean, turn off the news cycle. It is a conquer and divide paradigm. You don't need to choose the stripes of one political party or another. You don't need to wear red or blue. Why not choose green for nature? We're all humanity here. And you've been focused on the Earth suit instead of the light within. You've been convinced to forget your true self for a false identity and to give up your freedom for a false sense of security. That's what all these false flag events, these mass shootings in the media are portraying. It's an illusion to give up your freedom. You begin to feel disempowered and your questions go unanswered because the news cycle is not there to answer your questions. It's there to put fear into your body. But if you do have questions, you're not alone. And, you know, people keep thinking that the corrupt politicians or the criminals will face justice. And so they keep chasing after this corruption and injustice that keeps them running in circles like a dog chasing its tail. But we can't be focused on that. It's a distraction because it drains us of energy. And we begin living by default instead of by deliberation. Rather than directing your life has directed you. And that's how we start running on fumes because we don't have any energy left when we're drained. So it's time to refuel because otherwise we're all in for a rude awakening. You know, we're going to wake up and find ourselves in the passenger seat with the controls set to autopilot. It's like a dream I had once. You know, I'm driving from the back seat and there's no steering wheel back there. I am not in control. We have to listen to our dreams to see where we're going and how we're directing our lives. Are we directing our lives or are our lives being directed for us? Are we driving in a self-driving car on a highway with other self-driving cars? So we need to shut off the ignition and end the program. Have you considered that you're living a dream of your true self or your God self? Have you considered that you are an avatar here on Earth projected by your soul that lives outside the matrix? What if you're here to learn that you are a creative being here to create heaven or hell by your actions and reactions? What if Earth in 3D is a playground to show you who you really are as a co-creator with Source who has created this matrix for your soul's evolution? And each choice that we make can manifest into light or dark frequencies. What if we were taught that when we were little? How would our lives have changed over time? Time is speeding up, And I think it's to show us that we have an intimate relationship with everything around us. You know, we're getting a sense of how things work in the matrix, how to play with frequencies. As Henry Ford was once quoted to say, whether you believe you can do a thing or not, you are right. So what you focus on manifests matter, just as your soul has manifested your physical body. Cells are manifestation of spirit. This energy exists as potential or static energy, kinetic or dynamic energy, always moving back and forth between two forms. So the point at which you find yourself today is based on your choices. It's based on your habits, your patterns, your belief systems, and your past actions. If we don't learn anything from our past actions, then that is considered a mistake. But there are no mistakes. I don't like to think of experiences as mistakes. They're experiences. You can choose to put a negative connotation onto an experience or a positive one on, but just look at them as experiences because hopefully we learn from each one. Part of our choices come from the ego. And in this physical world, there is an ongoing struggle between the ego and the authentic true self. The ego seeks happiness in the guise of more money, more power, more prestige, success, beauty, fashion. The authentic self asks, how can I serve? The ego feeds on prevailing opinions as gospel, where the authentic self says, to thy own self be true. The ego is, I know it all, but the authentic self is all knowing. So those are some of the ways we can help balance out. We don't need to destroy the ego. We need to balance it with our true self. So you may well believe that you are in control of life until life leads you down a path you did not intend to travel. But when faced with a crisis, you are suddenly forced to stop in your tracks. That's the beauty of a crisis. It's asking you to slow down. You may feel the world is against you without seeing that every unexpected crisis is and has been a signpost. And it's supposed to point you in the right direction, a new direction. It points you in a new direction for a reason, even if you only see it in hindsight. And you may decide that the circumstances that transpired were divine intervention after all. Case in point, I want to tell a story of a friend. And you decide what you think, if this was divine intervention or not. My friend was traveling by car from West Virginia to Wisconsin with her daughter, who at the time was a new driver. And when the car hit a coyote, this girl decided to trade places with her mother. Within 30 minutes, her mother hits another coyote, and this time damaging the radiator, and it required them to stop, come to a full stop. There was a man in the parking lot that was warning them that their radiator was leaking, and because he was a mechanic, he suggested traveling 5 miles up the road to buy a product to stop the leak. By that time, a light rain was beginning to fall. So as mother and daughter take his advice and they approach this little town, the temperature gauge rises to high as the last of the coolant drains out of the radiator. So they're forced to book a room for the night. And ironically, they see an auto shop directly across the street the next morning. So they talk to this mechanic who schedules a new radiator to install, but he can only do that the following day. So they're forced to stay another night. The next morning, the two awaken to fierce winds and torrential rains. Tornado warnings had gone out across several states the night before, including theirs. And news reports were identifying 30 tornadoes had touched down and devastated cities and towns for miles. Trees had been uprooted and power lines taken down. My friend marveled at the power of nature and the circumstances that delayed their trip and sacrificed two coyotes that kept them safe in West Virginia. So seeing yourself as a part of nature offers a window into your reflection. You are a microcosm of the macrocosm. where everything in our outer world also exists within us. Just like an atom is a microcosm of the universe, the individual is a microcosm of humanity. So you reflect the energy of your relationships with plants, animals, and people. Some people choose to invite conflict into their lives. You know, it's their choice. They might belittle others to make themselves feel bigger and wonder why they never find peace. Some people invite others who judge or control them and wonder why they feel inferior and powerless. You are a mirror to others just as they are reflections of you. And all change starts within you. So you can simply walk away from those who seek battle. As the saying goes, the conflict they seek isn't with you, but with themselves. To find strength to walk away is to face your insecurities and revalue yourself. If you choose to lie to others about your circumstances, you do also realize you're lying to yourself, right? For change to happen, you must be willing to risk vulnerability and a happy reflection. So really, this all goes to being able to discard long-held beliefs about who you are, who we are, what humanity really is, and how the world works. If you can free yourself from this illusion to see a new reflection, you can change your reality. And if you can discard the fear-based stories you've been led to accept, the frequencies of darkness are replaced by light. I really believe fear is the default frequency in this matrix. It creates a climate of dysfunction and chaos. And we allow it by agreeing to it. We all have to see that dysfunction is purposeful. Growth happens under pressure. A match can only be lit with friction, right? Fear only means that you're approaching a truth. And when you open to that truth, you allow the ego to rest so that you can release the resistance and reconnect to your true self. The life force that sustains all life is then unblocked and revitalized so the soul can wake up and have a good stretch. And when you choose to awaken like that, you find yourself on a path to a new reality, just like my friend found herself on a path in a different direction for 2 nights to avoid a severe situation. You take one new step forward, and guess what? The universe takes a step forward to meet you in return. You meet in the middle. The world that surrounds you is your projection. And as you make the connection, you can move yourself to a new dimension of reality, one where manifestation is instantaneous. Now, some people call that the zero point. I don't know what it's called. I don't like to put labels on anything. So it makes sense to know what you're doing before you hit zero. Note the word lie in the word belief, B-E-L-I-E-F. When we're convinced into belief systems, we are convinced to accept less freedom for the good of all, let's say, even if the all does not live in your world. The collectivist all is a concept or a belief that does not exist in your individual reality. And once belief sets in, so does victimhood. When you accept a belief, you stop your intuition from knowing your true self. You stop aligning with your unique truth. You shut down the path to your heart. And that's where we're getting to here, the heart-based reality. To follow truth is simple. If it feels right, you know it. If it doesn't feel right, you'll also know it. So when offered a choice between shining your unique light or blending into the gray haze, it might be easier to surrender to the group and to groupthink or to a belief system than to stand out. But a lifetime of blending in has made it normal to accept, for instance, government dictates and deny a choice for yourself. I mean, even if you agree with your rulers, you may not need to subscribe to their mandates. As a spark of source creator, you can withdraw consent and cease to participate in anything that insults your soul. Make that your litmus test. Non-compliance is always an option for the spirit. You can ask, if we are all one human consciousness, by what authority does government or any official have a consciousness greater than yours or mine? This is the level from which we must view the true self. Any law or mandate or story that serves to repress that spirit and restrict the soul is nothing more than a test of wills to distract you towards separation from source. What you came here to remember is that you are a spirit with free will living on a free will planet in a free will universe. Free will is a combination of free choice and willpower. It's an inherent ability not only to choose between an apple and an orange, but also to decide that neither is beneficial. Besides, choosing the lesser of two evils would leave a bad taste in your mouth. Choice determines outcome, and you are here to make choices for your soul's growth. In a world of duality, it is possible to create peace by embodying peace. Instead of participating in the illusion of choice, which is what a federal election is, you can withdraw consent. You can say, no, I'm not participating in that, as a peaceful answer. Your power to create peace comes through you. Therefore, knowing is peace. Freedom is peace. Standing in your truth is peace. Peace is choosing kindness as your tribe. The desire for more power always reflects a lack of power within. So to compensate, authorities will use force to fill a power void. As author David R. Hawkins wrote in his book, Power Versus Force, he says, there's a big difference between power and force. Force always creates counterforce because it moves against opposition, whereas power is like gravity and moves within its field. Force is incomplete and needs energy, whereas power is complete and makes no demands. Force consumes, whereas power energizes. You get the idea by some of what he said here. And this you can do within your body. Within your heart. When you recharge your heart, you open to a higher vibration of giving and receiving, which are the same when you stop thinking in terms of duality. When you see yourself as interconnected to everything around you, as part of nature, as part of source, that's when you let go of the illusion and you evolve as an individual and you help humanity evolve because we're all connected. So this process happens on an individual timeline. It all starts with you. By your example, you increase your capacity to enlighten and expand all of human consciousness. That's pretty cool. You shine your light and others can take up their own torch. So you live in a symbiotic relationship with Earth. Whether you want to believe the planet is round or flat or domed or diamond-shaped or somewhere in between, none of that really matters. That's all a distraction. You're here for your soul's greater evolution. You are part of an evolutionary process here to add your light in the creation of a new form of humanity. Refocusing to new truths is all about perception. So in order to see the bigger picture, you need to let go of the details. It is the law of nature that shows us who we are and how we transcend illusion for truth. It's only when we respect the elemental forces of nature that we tap into our connection to the greater consciousness. So you may be drawn to spend time in nature, to be close to the earth. Hiking, rock climbing, skiing, canoeing. You know, you may be compelled to learn about culinary herbs and cook with them, or how plants work to heal the body. You may choose to eat foods in their original forms or grow your own foods and herbs. You may begin to see yourself as more than a body. You may begin using your extra senses, those being, feeling, sensing, intuiting, and knowing, to assist your journey and assist others on their own journey of healing. Body and soul are united. Each feeds the other for balance. So as food feeds the body, the energy of the food feeds the soul. As the fertility of land supports the physical, the beauty of the landscape feeds the spirit. Human nature depends on your greater connection to nature. So if you focus only on the physical or the energetic, either extreme, you operate in fragments rather than in completeness. So in the chaos of a crisis, don't be afraid to question what's happening around you, since that is the picture of what happens inside you. Don't be afraid to awaken to the truth that has revealed itself to you. It's often easier to feed false impressions and maintain an image rather than to dig deep inside, because inside you know the truth will shatter the grand illusion and take you in a direction out of your comfort zone and toward pain and suffering. Pain cannot be denied. However, pain does not have to define you. Pain can inform. Pain asks that you pay attention to what you're experiencing. Pain shows you an imbalance within yourself that you accept. You put up with your deficiencies instead of facing the music. Pain represents a block set up by a belief system that keeps you small. So people in relationships live with pain because it represents a pattern that serves a level of comfort for both individuals. They settle for complacency. Just like people who vote in these elections for selected presidents settle for what they get, complacency. In complacency, we find codependence for the patterns that continue on until one decides to break the pattern, and then in doing so, break the cycle of pain. But there have been no mistakes along the way when all events are experience. So if you're up to the challenge, you can reshape and transform the pain into wisdom. And this is the point of awakening. You can choose whether your awakening will be experienced as a roadblock or a stepping stone by the choices that you make. And then as your perception shifts, so too does your frequency. All challenges are opportunities to lead you from the traffic of your mind to the center and stillness of your heart, where the best answers live. It's from the heart that perception shifts. Here you can see the big picture to a point of clarity, to understand that your gifts are meant to be shared without fear. Fear is the only force that holds humanity and you back. FEAR is an acronym meaning face everything and respond. It means false evidence appearing real. It does not mean flee everything and run. FEAR asks you to face your deficiencies, absorb them, transform them, and create a new you. At this time in this world, humanity is facing its fears. Humans have followed the playbook to create a separated consciousness. But we can just as easily choose a one consciousness reality. The breakdown of society as we are seeing it is a symptom of a deep and lingering deficiency. It's a lack of integrity. And it is a symptom we've each created by seeing ourselves as less than we are. The symptoms that threaten all life can now be used as an opportunity to free the soul from the trappings of this matrix world. When you allow your heart to speak, you awaken to your inner calling to be the gift to humanity you were born to be. When you open the window to opportunity, even in the face of challenge, you watch fear walk out the back door. Each new step becomes a dance. And then in gaining confidence, you appreciate in value. You rise in value. To create a heart-based reality is to heal a culture that takes without giving. We must all stop playing the victim to be the innovator. In a world built from systems designed to isolate the human being with artificial intelligence and technology, the heart is our most powerful tool for change. How do you create a heart-based reality? Use the gifts you came here to share and create them from your heart. Write, speak, teach, act, create, do it from the heart. The driving force of the heart is found in the ability to care. So this script that I call a playbook that we're all following, that will only change when you choose to care. Change comes from giving a damn. Your power comes from being compassionate, equally to yourself and others. It comes from loving yourself enough to maintain healthy boundaries. You must accept yourself unconditionally, flaws and all, but you can also protect yourself with healthy boundaries and choose not to tolerate an insult to your soul. There is no separation between the physical and non-physical, since love binds everything. As you embark on your self-discovery in this journey, you aren't alone. You are only unique. By your individual expression, you are always healing on multiple levels because the life journey is the healing journey. Heal one layer and the next one presents itself, whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual. You are a creature of many layers. The key is to connect your nature to the nature around you and enjoy the ride of your life. Nature's non-dualistic view, where everything is connected, shows that you are a spark of the supreme creator source, a fractal of the whole, a continuum of nature, a mini universe in relation with the greater multiverse. When you open to your true nature, you open to the nature of the divine. And as a healer, you heal yourself. You heal the earth because your vibration emanates around you. And as you assist in the healing of all humanity, you help create a new space on the next level of existence. The soul's mission is that of the heart. And so you must rediscover who you are from the core of your being. Chew on that bark for a while. Just know that anything is possible when you choose to live in your driver's seat and not by default. Okay? Until next time, healers, lots of love.
Visit or consult with Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, at natureofhealing.org, where you can find her books at her website and at amazon.com.